surgery is expensive and the results are highly variable, yet it's rarely the focus of value-based care. Today's guest says the time is right to develop surgical ACOs. Is he right? And what will it take to get there? Welcome to Health Biz Briefs. I'm David Williams, president of Health Business Group, here with Dennis Kogan, co-founder and CEO of Care Syntax. The company enhances outcomes, efficiency, and profit in surgery through AI, automation, and analytics. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you, David.
Why an accountable care organization for surgery?
Surgical ACOs are a model that can help bring outcomes to the next level, right? At the end of the day, an ACO construct is a way to bring surgeons, providers, and payers together around shared goals. It will enable these counterparties to have a holistic view of surgical quality, risk, and total cost. And we strongly believe as Care Syntax that there is a way to get to the next level of quality while reducing costs using these types of constructs.
It sounds good. You know, I think everyone likes the idea of accountable care being organized. So I hope that you're right on surgery, because it's so often an ACO is just used for, you know, primary care, which has got a lot of burden on it and is not necessarily well-placed to make the difference that that surgery is. So good luck with that. We'll check back. My next question is, you know, what impact is artificial intelligence? What impact will it have on surgery, and in what time frame? And is that different in surgery versus healthcare overall, or is surgery a special case, or is it just the same as what we're doing elsewhere?
I don't think surgery is different in terms of having high potential for impact, right? There may be different use cases. Some of them are very short term. Surgery has a lot of unstructured content and data because it's a real-time intervention. You know, you can think about images, videos, medical device telematics. So the short-term use case that Care Syntax also leverages is to be able to get assistance in structuring, automating, curating, and presenting the right data back to physicians and operational stakeholders and hospitals. And that's very helpful already because it allows you to consume valuable input during the episode. Strategically, there are more proprietary AI models that can be deployed to actually drive prescriptive recommendations around either capacity management or clinical risk stratification that can allow, you know, different decision making to take place. That is much more serious and much more mission critical. And so a little time is needed to flesh out these algorithms to have the right level of quality, because obviously talking about quote unquote hallucinations, these are not acceptable. That being said, it's only a matter of time.
Care Syntax operates around the world. It's really not a US-centric company the way so many other guests are on the show. What's the same versus what's different as you look at different markets?
Well, what's same is the focus on improving quality of care for patients and safety of care of patients, especially in surgery being acute. In the US, there's a bit more focus on very different value-based care models. There's a lot more experimentation, as well as operational efficiency focus given a larger for-profit sector. In Europe, there's probably a more of a focus on clinical quality and broader systemic change, you know, incremental changes around quality and safety, and also probably a little more of a monolithic approach given the involvement of governments in funding the health systems. However, at the end of the day, on both continents, physicians and other stakeholders in hospitals or ambulatory surgical centers, everybody would like to leverage data to get more transparency to deliver safer and more efficient surgical care.
Well, that's it for the latest version of the Health Biz Brief. If you like what you hear, check out my Health Biz podcast for a full-length interview with Dennis about his life and career. Dennis Kogan, CEO of Care Syntax and co-founder, thanks for joining me today on Health Biz Briefs.
Thank you for having me, David.